I was going to talk about Escambia County Superintendent Tim Smith, but let me just say this, because I want to get to this immigration story that hit during, I heard during WEAR. Basically, they're going to discuss terminating his contract today at 5:30. So here in about 15 minutes, they'll start the meeting. We will, you know, David in the newsroom is monitoring this. We'll try to see if we can get any information about it. That way, if they make any decisions prior, you know, before the show's done, we will have that information for you. But he has come under fire in recent days over that rights and responsibilities handbook quiz questions. And it's not just one question. It was actually multiple questions that people were upset about. And so now they're looking to, so he took office right in the pandemic. I remember he was only here for a couple of months when I talked to him for the first time. November 2020 is when he took office. So he, but I can tell you this, I don't know how they'll vote tonight, but I do know this, a lot of parents I talk to, and even some teachers I talk to, feel like he's done a terrible job the past 2 years. A terrible job. So his contract isn't up until 2024, but they're looking to terminate it early. And to me, I would not be a bit surprised if they do, because I'm sure if I'm hearing about a lot of the complaints against him, you know the school board's hearing a lot of the complaints. So, and I think this is probably just kind of the last straw, per se. You know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I want to bring this up real quick here. You heard it right there in the news that the migrants that were flown to Martha's Vineyard have filed a class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis. And so, okay, all right. So what are they saying? So I pulled this up, and what they're saying is that they are, basically, first of all, it is mostly migrants from Venezuela. You know, the communist country that doesn't have toilet paper on the shelves, that barely has food on the shelves. So they are saying that they were promised cash assistance, employment services, and housing assistance. And they're calling them bold-faced lies. They says that Florida officials manufactured an official-looking brochure. They say that they have suffered economic, emotional, and constitutional harms to the amount of $75,000. Uh-huh, okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Who really believes that these migrants came up with these complaints on their own? Do you really think these migrants came from Venezuela, where they were starving and they didn't have toilet paper, and they come to America, and then they're flown to Martha's Vineyard, one of the richest areas in the United States of America, and they're going to complain and go, "We were tricked!" Oh, really? How are you tricked? Because we were given bold-faced lies. You think these migrants from Venezuela said bold-faced lies? They said that they suffered economic, emotional, and constitutional harms. You think that these migrants from Venezuela are law savvy? Come on. No. Come on. This is a greedy, politically motivated attorney who cornered these people and is trying to take advantage of them. Say, I'm going to put money in your pocket. And in the meantime, I'm going to slander Governor DeSantis at the same time and try to keep him from running for president. I hate our Sue Happy society. I tell you what. You know how to solve this situation? Let's see how honest and true they feel like they've been slighted. How slighted have these 50 migrants been? Let's tell them they're going back to Venezuela. You're right. Our bad. We'll take you back to Venezuela. We suck here in America. We'll take you back to Venezuela. Then we'll see how willing they are to sue over their constitutional rights being violated. It's hilarious. I'd just be like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll just take you back to Venezuela then. I'm like, you don't like Martha's Vineyard, one of the richest areas in the United States? Okay, fine. We'll take you back to Venezuela where there's no food or water. Stop your complaining. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now. We're not seeing any major slowdowns on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29. North and southbound lanes are checking in clear. 98 throughout Navarre and Winhaven Beach, not seeing anything to slow you down. And Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze also looking good. You will see your everyday slowdown leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, but other than that, you're looking good. See something else? Give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. By the way, speaking of immigration, the U.S. southern border has seen 2 million migrant encounters for the very first time in one fiscal year. So, you know, yeah, our border's totally secure. Totally secure. There's 2 million migrant encounters in one fiscal year. And it's the first time it's ever happened. And United States Customs and Border Patrol has said that they believe that we're on pace to do even more to go past that. Oh, my goodness. Now, I will say this. According to Customs Border Patrol Commissioner Chris Magnus, the big reason for the wave of migration is due to the failing communist regimes of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Yeah, Venezuela, the place where the migrants are from who are trying to sue Governor DeSantis because they feel like they were given bold-faced lies. Fine, go back to your country then. You don't like the way we do things here? Go back to your country. What in the world? Crybabies? I just can't. I hate our sue-happy society. I hate it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby. I'm all for the poorest of the poor and the people who are trying to leave communist countries to be able to come here, and we need to have a legal way for them to get here. But when you get here and you just want to start suing right off the bat, first of all, that's a corrupt attorney. Guaranteed it. Guaranteed it's a corrupt attorney who cornered these people and trying to get them some money. But second of all, be grateful. Right now, you're given asylum. It might be temporary until you have your hearing, but at least you're here. Where's the gratitude? Oh, my goodness. I can't take it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. All right. Let's go through a couple of these real fast. Hey, Bobby, first of all, these illegal immigrants, they are breaking the law to begin with. Let's just arrest them. How can you represent someone when they're not even a citizen to begin with? And how are they going to pay if they lose this in court? You know, that's why I'm telling you, is a corrupt attorney. His attorney's like, look, I'll do it. I'll do it. Exactly. Let's see here. Then, giveaway, pay the money with Build Back Better grant funds. Not that we should pay them anything. They don't have constitutional rights. Exactly. This makes me so angry. I'm about to puke. Oh, I don't want you to puke. No need for that, but it does get you going. Constitutional harm. I don't know. Okay. It's Pensacola, right? All right, you guys are killing me with some of these texts. I can't read them all. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up next, Top Trending News. Yeah, I like this one here. Bobby, don't blame the people. It's the American attorney that's coercing them and probably feeding their head with a bunch of promises. No, I know. I know it's the attorney. I'm just saying, like, you want to sue? You want to sue a state? You want to sue a governor for what you feel like you were wronged? You can do it from your home country. Bye-bye. You're going back to Venezuela. And watch how fast they drop the lawsuit. Wait. We were only doing that because this guy over here said he's going to give us a bunch of money. Like, yeah, that's what I thought. So one thing you need to learn about in America is that there are some corrupt attorneys. We haven't quite figured out our legal system yet to stop with frivolous lawsuits and other stupid lawsuits. And so we're still working on that with tort reform and things like that. It's getting better, but, you know, we got a long ways to go with tort reform. So that's something you need to learn about America. Don't listen to attorneys. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Here's another text. They think Florida lied to them. Wait till they find out all the lies that attorney representing them says. Yeah, exactly. And the next bus goes to that attorney's town. Yeah, there you go. I like it. I like it. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, renting a single family home costs quite a bit more than it did last year. That's all across the nation. The financial services company CoreLogic says rents nationwide rose 12.6% from this last July to the July before. The biggest increases, of course, here in Florida. Miami had a 31% rent jump. In Phoenix, it was, I guess that was about the lowest, where it was just about 12%. Everywhere else, somewhere in between. CoreLogic's principal economist says the continued slowdown of increasing rents noted the continued slowdown of increasing rents compared to previous months this year. Apparently, Roseanne Barr is planning another comeback, Bobby. She's got a comedy special planned on Fox News online streaming service. It's going to be a one-hour program expected to debut the first quarter of next year. And some more good news from around here. A big donation has the Center for Leadership at UWF's College of Business bearing a new name, the L. Stock, Witkin, Kreese, and Overholtz Law Firm, donating $2.5 million. They're going to name the Center for Leadership after them. UWF says it's going to help the center continue their mission and develop great leaders here in Pensacola.
Very, very excited about the leadership of the center, which is Dr. Fountain, Dean Fountain, and Captain Tim Kinsella. These are amazing people, and I know they're going to instill the values, ethics, and vision that we need to make it successful. And in turn, the product from the center, the leaders, bringing people into the area, I think it has the potential to really just impact every part of our community.
And that is Justin Witkin, the managing partner for the law firm. And he just says they believe in what the Center for Leadership does, and they say it's going to benefit the whole community.
All right. Yeah, that's and you're keeping an eye on this meeting with Dr. Tim Smith.
Yeah, just about to start, and I'm going to keep an eye on that here throughout the rest of the show.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, because I'm very interested to find out what they do with that, because honestly, I've heard multiple complaints over the past couple of years of him not very happy with his leadership, and I've heard it from both parents as well as from teachers. So I'm very interested to see how they vote on this, whether they're going to allow him to finish out his contract. Didn't you say it goes through 2024?
Yes, his contract goes through the end of 2024. So, okay. And depending on if they decide to terminate the contract or not, with cause, without cause, you know, there could be separation pay and that type of thing. So we'll keep an eye on all that here throughout the evening.
Okay. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. We do have an accident on West Fairfield Drive. This is going to be at Ruby Avenue. Not seeing extreme slowdowns at the scene of the accident to slow you down. We do have some slowdowns on Fairfield, though. This is going to be closer to North S and North T Street, so keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good. We're running nicely on Davis Highway. Nothing to slow you down near the interstate. You'll see some everyday afternoon traffic at the intersection of University Parkway and Davis Highway, as well as Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for your text rolling in here. I know I can't get to all of them, but I do appreciate you weighing in. I have a thought about Charlie Crist coming up here next as he is attacking Governor DeSantis. That's, I mean, it's his opponent, right? He's trying to win the governorship. But I have a little thought about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Democrats are always trying to say that Donald Trump was so rude. So rude and so mean. He name calls and things like that. And I always stated, he's only reacting after decades of Democrats doing the same thing. We continue on. Charlie Crist calling Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSatan. Yeah, Charlie Crist calling him Ron DeSatan. Oh, where's all the mainstream media upset about the name calling now?
So, side captain, Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I want to get into something real quick before I get into our sports hit and our top three stories. And that is that there's a new Harvard study. I've been seeing this being shared online. New Harvard study shows that the vaccine is potentially more dangerous than COVID-19. Dun, dun, dun. So I actually clicked on the study, and the headline that has been being shared is partially true. The new Harvard study does indeed show that the vaccine is potentially more dangerous than COVID-19 for younger people. So the premise of this report was that they were concerned that there would be a big drop in enrollment at colleges and universities because of the vaccine mandate. And so they were trying to find out, I guess, just basically, like, how much do they need the vaccine mandate? Was their motivation behind it? And so they did this research, and they found that that for college age people, that this is a joint study from Harvard and Johns Hopkins University. And so they're looking at college age individuals. And so, yes, for college aged individuals, they're like, oh, yeah, the adverse reactions that you could get from getting the vaccine, still not very much, it's still not a lot, but the adverse reactions you can get from that is a higher percentage than it is of you having a bad reaction from getting the actual virus. So, which goes along with, I mean, the last time I was keeping up with data, this is months ago now, but months ago, for those ages 18 to 29 years old, so that's even above college age, but it covers that age group. That was actually the largest age group percentage-wise that contracted COVID-19. That's right, but you never hear about that. The group that's gotten COVID-19 the most, the highest percentage of all age groups, is 18 to 29 years old. Yet the mortality rate is 0.05%. That's 0.0%. So basically a zero chance of dying. Do deaths occur? Yes, deaths occur. But far less deaths occur from those ages 18 to 29 from COVID than from car accidents and from all kinds of other situations. I mean, when you're talking about nearly 10 million individuals who are aged between 18 to 29 years old, and out of 10 million, 5,000 died. That's not even a percentage that anybody would even talk about. And so what they're saying is, in this Harvard study, the chances of you having an adverse reaction if you're college age to the vaccine is higher than your chance of dying from COVID if you got the virus. So if you see this article going around being spread that says Harvard study shows that vaccine is potentially more dangerous than COVID-19, it's partially true. It's just talking about the younger generation, though. That's all that they studied. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Yeah, I just realized I forgot to do top three stories. So top three stories real quick. The White House has responded to reports of migrants being flown to Delaware from Governor DeSantis, saying that they think it's just a political move. Governor DeSantis says he can't confirm if he's flown people to Delaware. And Delaware officials say they have not had any flights of migrants coming or none that have come nor that are coming. And then the Dow slid nearly 300 points today as the Fed policy meeting began and expected rates to rise. And after devastating Puerto Rico, Hurricane Fiona has strengthened to a Category 3 major storm and is continuing its ruinous path across the Caribbean. Let's get traffic in the fives, and then we'll hit our sports hit next.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do still have slowdowns on East Olive Road. This is going to be at Ackerman Drive as well as Cody Lane due to two separate accidents, both in the same area. So it's seen some slowdowns both at the scene right there on East Olive. 98 is looking good in Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and into West Pensacola, not showing delays. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. And if you are thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So we already hit the sports hit sounder, so let me go through that real quick. Pensacola Wahoo start their division series tonight, and it's going to be at 6:35 for the first pitch. It's in Montgomery. You can check the game out on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. It's a best of three series. So they play tonight in Montgomery, then they come back here on Thursday, and if there's needed to be a game three, it'll be on Friday here at home as well. So go Wahoos. Then Major League Baseball is underway now. Earlier today, did the game... Nope, it's not over yet. Oh, the Dodgers made a comeback. The Diamondbacks were leading by four runs. Now the Dodgers lead 6-5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Bottom of the ninth inning on ESPN Plus. So there you go. Looks like they've actually just ended. There you go. Scoreless game between the Red Sox and the Reds. Cubs and the Marlins are playing right now. That game's still scoreless. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Houston Astros. That game's also scoreless. Phillies are playing the Blue Jays, and no score in that game yet either. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Washington Nationals later, and on TBS, where did the TBS game go? There it is. TBS, the Mets are going to be playing the Brewers. In sports news, real quick, Dallas Cowboys' Jerry Jones says he's impressed by Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, and they're going to be all we can handle. Cleveland police have arrested a fan who threw a bottle at the Browns owner. Oh, boy. The Avalanche have made McKinnon the highest paid player in the NHL with a $100.8 million contract extension. Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors wants the NBA owners to vote on the fate of the suspended Suns owner, hoping that they'll force him to sell the team. And Timberwolves star Edwards has been fined $40,000 for using a homophobic slur in a video. That is your sports hit. So one of the things that we've talked about in the past is pertaining to the housing market is home builder confidence. And what we have found with home builder confidence is that it has been dropping and dropping and dropping. So home builders are feeling... They're feeling like people, like the first place in real estate that people are starting to go, don't think we want to do this, is with new home builds. Now, part of that is because the banks have started tightening up the purse strings and making it more difficult to get new construction loans. And so with that, they've had a lot of people have had to back out of their purchase. The National Association of Home Builders has announced we've had 9 straight months of home builder confidence drop. 9 straight months. Wells Fargo's housing market index found that builder confidence in the market for newly built single family homes plunged 6% points this month. It's fallen into the negative territory for the first time since basically the start of the pandemic. So that doesn't mean we're in a recession. Okay. That means home builders don't like the way things are going. Okay. Now, when it comes to market recession, though, we are starting to see home prices drop nationwide. We mentioned it here before. We had Christina Leavenworth on a couple weeks ago. She said we've had 2 straight months of home prices, average home prices dropping here in Pensacola area. But nationwide, we're starting to see that as well. I think it's been 3 months nationwide of home prices dropping. That being said, here's something interesting. We covered something a couple of weeks ago. I think it's a couple weeks ago. That maybe one of the reasons why the rental market keeps going up and up and up is because there's not enough rental homes on the market. And part of the reason why there's not enough long-term rental homes on the market is because there's like 3,000 short-term rental homes on the market in our area. So instead of people renting to long-term renters, they're doing Airbnb, vacation rentals, you know, things like that for people just to spend a weekend or a week or maybe a month, but not much longer than that. And since 3,000 plus of those are on the market, those homes are not available for long-term rental in order to help bring the rental rates down. Well, check this out. According to the latest data, cash buyers throughout the United States, cash buyers comprised of 31.4% of the home purchases made in July. That's right, nearly a third of all the home purchases were cash buys, which usually means it's investors. Not always, but usually it means it's investors. And so that just means we might get even more rental properties on the market. Will that turn into long-term rentals and help bring rental rates down? Or will that turn into more short-term rentals? I guess we'll have to see. But we're in a very strange influx right now as it pertains to real estate. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I do want to play something real quick before. Actually, when we come back, we're going to play the Space Force Anthem. Plus, we have your Fox News update next. Oh, yes, there you go. This is the Space Force Anthem. Yeah. And I've barely read anything about the Space Force Anthem that basically does not rip on it. Pop it up again. Let's hear this again. Oh, yeah. This just makes you want to go to space, doesn't it? The invisible front line? Is that what they said? The invisible front line? I don't know. This is, yeah, I don't know about this anthem here. Do we need anthems, by the way? I don't know. I just... Okie dokie. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, I do have an update on the Dr. Tim Smith situation at the Escambia County Public Schools board meeting right now. They appear to have voted to pull that item off of tonight's meeting. There was a little bit of a discussion. I haven't had a time to cut up the audio, but here I'll go ahead and play a little bit of this. This is from the meeting just a couple of minutes ago.
The board, the last minute addition that came less than 24 hours before this meeting.
Okay.
And you are the one that made that decision, Mr. Chair.
I did. Yes.
What was the immediacy of the issue?
Well, what I'm going to do as chair, what I've done as chair, I'm not going to stop anybody that wants to discuss about an item. Okay, so that's not my position. A majority of y'all decided to not discuss it, but as chair, if you come to me and say you want to add something, I don't feel like it's my responsibility to say no to you.
And so, again, that was the board members were discussing why the action had to be added immediately. Apparently, it was less than 24 hours notice given to any of the board members about this item being added and that type of thing. They ended up voting 3-2 to pull that one item off of tonight's agenda. So they will not be discussing that tonight.
Okay. Very interesting right there. It's I really felt like they were going to... I felt like they were going to implement some sort of I thought they might vote him like to end his contract, but I guess they're just devoted to push it off for now.
Yeah, it seemed like it's an issue that probably is going to come back up in the future, but maybe when they have more time to think about it or that type of thing beforehand.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, with nearly 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores and over 17,000 Napa Auto Parts care centers. Napa is the fuel that helps drivers like you get up and go. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Top stories on foxnews.com real quick. Top story is, shows a picture of Governor DeSantis. Says the hungry illegal immigrants DeSantis flew first class to a lavish vacation spot have now turned on him, which is basically what I was saying too. I'm like, he sent them to they've gone to one of the richest places in the United States, and they're like, we've been duped. I'm like, really? Really? Here's the thing. This is like one of those situations where, like, okay, if you really believe that these migrants who have been hungry, who are wandering, who many of them were homeless down when they were picked up, and they've fled Venezuela, a communist country that doesn't even have toilet paper on the shelves, nor food. If you really believe these people were like, we've been duped, our constitutional rights have been violated. Like, really, you think these guys are all like legalistic like that? Come on. No, it's some greedy, politically motivated attorney who got a hold of them and convinced them to get this class action lawsuit. I hate our sue happy society. But there you go. And so, yeah. The other top stories at foxnews.com. The View host was slammed as racist over her claim about Nikki Haley. So this is Sunny Hostin. She claimed that Nikki Haley used a fake name to hide her Indian heritage. What? Okay. I'm surprised that she called her a chameleon for not going by her first name. Okay, whatever. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What? It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right, and Angelina Jolie, Reese Witherspoon, and Sarah Michelle Gellar all auditioned for the part in Clueless before it went to Alicia Silverstone. Yeah, so it could have been played by Angelina Jolie, Reese Witherspoon, or Sarah Michelle Gellar. Almost one out of three of Bob Dylan's songs makes reference to the weather. No other artist comes close to that many. The Beatles are second with 16%. More than half of the London Underground stations are actually above ground. So, yeah, it's like a London Underground. Wait, you going to the underground or you going to the overground? I don't know what to do. And then there have been 44 live-action Hollywood movies adapted from video games, starting with Super Mario Brothers in 1993. But it took 34 movies and 25 years before one of them got better than 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it was Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider in 2018. Oh, that was not Angelina Jolie's. That was the other one.